Happy New Year, TNC family. On this first day and first Sunday of 2023, I'm going to pray in a moment for you and for our year ahead. But first, I want to share something with you briefly from the scriptures for our 2023. Something rooted in one word, located in one story in 1 Kings chapter 22. It's a story of when the king of Israel went to the king of Judah and said, "Hey, will you join me and support me and fight with me if I go to battle against Ramoth-Gilead?" And the king of Judah replies, "Yes, 100%. I am as you are, my people as your people, my horses as your horse. Count me in, I'm with you, I'm your ally." Verse 5, "But first, seek the counsel of the Lord." So, the king of Israel asks his own court prophets to tell him whether or not they should go to war. And most of his court prophets, well, they like the idea of a war now and then, and they are employed by the king of Israel. And so they say, "Yeah, king, go ahead and do it. Good idea. You'll have victory." But then the king of Judah pushes back and says, "Wait, isn't there another prophet, not a court prophet?" And so they go to this other prophet, a man named Micaiah, and they say, "Hey, all the other prophets are predicting success for our king, but we need a rubber stamp. We need you to sign off on the war." So, verse 13, quote, "Let your word agree with theirs." But Micaiah said, verse 14, "As surely as the Lord lives, I can only tell you what the Lord tells me." And Micaiah pauses, goes off and prays, considers the word of the Lord, and then stands boldly in the court of Israel's king and says, "I saw all of Israel scattered on the mountains like sheep. They have no shepherd. I saw defeat. Do not go to war." And the king says, "This is not what I wanted to hear. So we are going to ignore you, Micaiah." Actually, shut him up, verse 27. "Put him in prison and feed him sparingly, giving him just enough bread and water to survive until I return." And then they go to battle and they lose big time because Micaiah was right. Now, TNC, let's play rewind on the story. Micaiah stands boldly in the courtroom of the king because before that, he stood humbly in the council of God. Because before that, verse 5, the king of Judah said, "But first, seek the counsel of the Lord." And that's our one word for 2023. First, this 2023, first TNC, let's commit that we will stand in the counsel of our Lord, which is to say, make seeking the counsel of God our number one priority. First, seek God and then decide. First, seek God and then speak, act, live, engage, move. First, let's seek God's wisdom and God's spirit and the counsel from these scriptures, and then let that help us form our perspectives and action plans. I finished last week reading Walter Isaacson's biography of Leonardo da Vinci, the great Renaissance painter of the Mona Lisa and the Last Supper and the Vitruvian Man drawing, among other things. I didn't know this, but did you know that during his lifetime, Da Vinci accumulated more than 13,000 pages of notes and drawings, reflections, observations, ideas, interests, plans, goals, and so on? And they discovered on a section called Section 19, as they've cataloged them now, this is one of his notes that he wrote, quote, "The greatest deception men suffer is from their own opinion." And when I read about that, I thought, wow, that is not just true in your day, Leonardo, because I see it in our day. We live in an era where folks no longer know where to turn or who or what to trust. We're driven by hatred toward others, fueled by only what we think is true or what we want to be true, or without regard to what is actually true. Cultural, political camps, they battle for our allegiance and our votes and our money, our likes, time, our affirmations. And in the process, we've lost sight of what separates facts from feelings and truth from opinion. And the result is we are so quick with acts of aggression and so slow with acts of mercy. So quick to feel envy and fear, so slow to feel love and grace and peace. We're quick to seek first our kingdom and our plans and our power, and so slow to seek first God's ways. And so more than ever this 2023, we need first to stand humbly in the counsel of God so that we can stand boldly in the kingdoms of our world. This is about first seeing our days and hours and our communities and cities and our country and world from the perspective of one not named you and me, but to see things from God's perspectives. In Neil deGrasse Tyson's new book, Starry Messenger, he reminds us of Galileo, who in 1610 brought to us universal cosmic truths that had always been there, but we just never been able to look up much past what the human eye could see. But Galileo, with his newly honed telescope, he revealed a universe nothing like what people assumed to be true, but it was. Nothing like what people preferred to be true, but it was. And certainly not like what someone would dare speak aloud about what the telescope said was, in fact, true. But it was true, and what it was, what Galileo showed us in a nutshell, Tyson says, is that, number one, human eyes alone are insufficient to reveal fundamental truths about our world. And number two, the Earth is not the center of everything that is in motion, which is partly why there's actually this thing called the overview effect, commonly experienced by astronauts who have orbited the Earth. Edgar Mitchell was the astronaut on Apollo 14 who walked on the moon and said this, quote, "From out there on the moon, international politics looks so petty. You want to grab a politician by the scruff of the neck and drag him a quarter of a million miles out and say, 'Look at that! Look at that!' Because when you do that first, it changes everything. And if every politician would stand on the moon first and then meet, they would see humanity differently, war differently, the environment, our fragility, our smallness, our uniqueness differently. And in the same way, we need to first, this 2023, begin to see things from divine perspectives. We want to seek humbly the counsel of God first so that we can see correctly what's going on in our world. Now, at this point, we should acknowledge with great interest that Jesus himself did this. If you read the scriptures, you'll see that Jesus lived on our planet with receptivity and responsiveness to God. He was dependent on God. But in fact, no one was more disciplined than he was in these things. There are three things he did out of habit, out of custom, the text says. Number one, Luke chapter 4 tells us, he stood up to read scripture as was his custom. He read scripture and immersed his mind in noble and good thoughts. Number two, Luke 22 tells us he went out on the mountain to pray as was his custom. He prayed by habit. And then those things, immersion in scripture and immersion in prayer, led him to the third thing. Mark chapter 10 tells us he taught them again as was his custom. He passed on the good that he had received when he was in the council of God. So first he stood in the council of God, reading alone and reading in community, understanding the scriptures, reflecting on them, absorbing them. And then he prayed and meditated on them. And then he passed them on. And TNC, the reason to first seek the counsel of God is to second, then go and bless, add beauty and truth and love, to give, serve, do justice, love mercy, walk humbly. And so our word for 2023 is the word first. First, let's seek the counsel of God, and then let's live with this expectation that the divine is infusing every moment of our days, every atom and electron and all matter and all energy, which means that every day this year can be an adventure of, what will God accomplish through me today? What will God show me today? What is the divine doing that I can participate in today? And it all starts with the word first. First, seek the counsel of God. TNC, will you devote yourself with me to this grand task in 2023? Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we come to you now in this brand new year, on this first day, with a desire to move forward and not backward, to understand that this new year has fresh potential that's stretched out in front of us. And so we pause now to say thank you for new beginnings. And we agree with the prayer of the Apostle Paul, who wrote to the Philippians, let's forget what is behind and let's reach forward to all those things which are before. Let's press on toward the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And we agree with the wisdom of Jesus. And we resolve to seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, knowing that only then will all these other things be added unto us as well. And we agree with the great prophet Isaiah, who wrote, those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and never be faint. God, I pray for every person listening now. Will you lead them in 2023? Lead us, for yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.